Watchmaker, there's nothing you can do about it. It's not the light switch. It isn't the ignition. It started without you, and you can pretty much pretend as you will. Habit does make thought easier, if emptier. You think you know and continue to rehearse, as if facility assured veracity, steadfastness, meaning, or perhaps beauty. Familiarity or alacrity warrant, if not guaranteeing, purpose. It is enough for now, and now is too much for the most part. The vast acceleration of happening, the exhilaration of becoming, the concupiscence of each single act of seeing, it is enough to mote the possibility of being, reinforce the palisades of endurance with ricks of rigor mortis, the transmorphation of the forest into dressed cordwood in close order drill. Remote as the inference of life from the ticking of a watch, or the constitution of a state from the smithing of a manacle. We speak these words to be self-evident. A nation is just a place of birth. A native, just a person born there. And laws are just bayonets until you attach people to them. Sharp, but harmless. There are constituencies for almost everything. Call something sodomy, no matter what, and there are those who will condemn it. In a world where life is pain, death is release. The frenzied yearning is my kin, and when I can, I absolve even belief. But I stopped knowing who to complain to when I learned they were what I had to complain about. If there is no such thing as a blind racist, where is the advantage in seeing? If it were the light switch, if it were the ignition, I would know what to do. But it's not.